This podcast is brought to you by All Family Pharmacy. This is your family pharmacy where you can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and even your daily meds, all online. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save 10% right now. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10.
Iran's formerly supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, is dead.
This was our last best chance to strike what we're doing right now and eliminate the intolerable threats posed by this sick and sinister regime. And they are indeed sick and sinister.
Our rules of engagement are bold, precise, and designed to unleash American power, not shackle it. This was never meant to be a fair fight, and it is not a fair fight. We are punching them while they're down, which is exactly how it should be.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
Well, the Globe still hasn't mentioned Seth Moulton's guest at the State of the Union. They're still giving a good leaving alone
to this entire
scandal with the state police and the district attorney, their district attorney in Middlesex County. These are among the things they're giving a good leaving alone to. But they actually did a story today about Lamar Cook. Former Healey aide Lamar Cook kept scale laced with drugs in state office. They actually led with it, that he kept it in the state office.
225 grams of that was packaged back up. There was a controlled delivery done to the governor's office.
To the governor's office. The governor's office. But now they're saying that the digital scale with the heroin and fentanyl and cocaine on it was found in the office Cook occupied by himself. Oh, wait, was it the governor's office or did he occupy it by himself? Now, the Globe says it by himself. The prosecutor there you just heard said it was the governor's office. Is it safe to say that Mara Healey blew it with this DEI appointment?
Ha, 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 ha.
And here's the more from his lawyer, Ishmael, Kedar Ishmael. First time I'm hearing about heroin and cutting agent on a scale in Mr. Cook's office. Something here stinks, Judge. Your client. Ishmael, something here stinks, Judge. Words to live by. You know what? Something. You know where something else stinks in this case with this state trooper Quigley, and that they won't tell us who the other state trooper he was boozing with, and who's the state trooper who told the investigating officer who has since been indicted for involuntary manslaughter and perjury in a separate state police scandal not to go to the hospital because Quigley wasn't ready to talk that night. 508, the Globe is ignoring these stories just to piss you off. Well, they're succeeding, but I think that's just one of the minor effects of their giving everything a good leaving alone. They're trying to protect their fellow travelers, their comrades in the Democrat Party. All right, time now for the Chump Line.
Ninety-nine Iranian mullahs on the wall. So you drop one bomb, and a bunch of them are gone. Now there's 67 Iranian mullahs on the wall.
It's really something when they say we're not going to appoint a new leader because they're just going to kill him. I think they probably have a pretty good idea who's on the short list, and they're probably going after them anyway. I guess they knocked off another biggie today. The Israelis did in Tehran. And you heard Trump say the other day, he said, we got to keep some of these people alive so we'll have somebody to choose from. This is one of those times when you don't want to make the varsity. You want to be on the taxi squad, the practice squad.
Hey, Howie. I believe the original version of the Marine Corps hymn was from the halls of Mott the Hoople.
All the young dudes, Mott the Hoople. There's an old 70s glamour glitter band. That's a good one. What did he say? Montezupla, from the halls of Montezupla. The guy says he's an ex-Marine. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by Jake Rooney's in Harwichport. I love their tender steak tips, and the mailroom manager always orders their lobster rolls, packed with freshness. Come hungry and leave happy at Jake Rooney's on the curve in Harwichport.
Welcome back to Good Morning Greenland. Tomorrow is the end of Daylight Standard Time, which means sunset will soon be 1 p.m., so enjoy all that afternoon light. Here's a check of our headlines. Governor General Howie Carr is coming under criticism after a controversial $200 million advertising campaign, which consisted of clips of people reading his books in prominent Greenland tourist attractions. Senator John Kennedy said that President Trump was mad as a murder hornet when he found out and is threatening to remove the octogenarian governor general and strip him of his free Mar-a-Lago membership.
Bye, Bing.
As long as I don't end up dead as Woodrow Wilson, as John Kennedy said of Kristi Noem after he spoke with President Trump on Tuesday night.
Thank you for calling the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. To submit your resume for a leadership position, press 1. To reserve a spot on a charter flight to Moscow, press 2. If you need a new pager, press 3.
Yes, there are plenty of pagers available, I'm sure. Limerick guy says Holden Healy is snorting mad about the Lamar Cook scandal.
Where
was the scale? Was the scale in the governor's office or was it in Cook's own office? Since when does the deputy director have a separate office all to himself?
Minnesota means cloudy water. Sort of describes Tim Wall's political future, doesn't it?
Boy, we haven't had time to play the cut, but Lauren Boebert asked him about two women in Minnesota who were killed by illegal aliens, one by a drunk driver and one murdered by a savage who chopped off her head, a Cuban immigrant. He had no idea who they were. Not a clue. Kind of like the $19 billion in fraud. He knows nothing.
Seth Moulton is melting down.
Yes, he is. Again, a recurring theme in today's show is history repeating itself. Ed Markey, the guy who holds the Senate seat now, he ran for the Senate as a congressman in 1984, but he chickened out because he was afraid of losing his job, and he knew he was going to lose. Here it is, 42 years later, and Seth Moulton, running against Ed Markey, is about to chicken out because he, too, is afraid he's going to lose his job because he knows he's going to lose.
Beauty lights for Hillary really made me scoff, like their failed attempt to fix her annoying cough. One thing is for sure, ugly has no cure. The only time lights help cankles is when they're off.
That's one of the underreported stories of the week in the New York Post, that Hillary insisted on having quote-unquote beauty lights set up in Chappaqua before she testified at a blue backdrop, because apparently it really sets off the beautiful features in her 80-year-old face.
The Iranian mullahs have lost so many members that they can now only offer new recruits 72 slightly used virgins.
Yeah, for the theocracy, the lunatics in Tehran, The bad news is they've been totally wiped out. The good news is the people working in the virgin factories in Paradise are having career years in terms of overtime.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Wow, so Gavin Newsom is providing Kamala Harris with California State Police protection for her book tour? I wish I were still governor. I'd gladly provide you with state police protection for your next book tour. You know, Trooper Proctor and Trooper Quigley. As Speaker Finnerton once said, three would leave and only two would return. We're going to be fine.
That's right. I believe when Speaker Finnerton, the felon, said that on the air to Governor Patrick, I think I sent a letter to Judge Stearns and said that I was a victim of witness intimidation. He didn't respond. I'm not taken seriously as a victim for some reason.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time weekdays. The Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second brand-new Chump Line every weeknight evening, we have one. It's called Chop Chumps. It's where we place all the messages we didn't have room or time for just now. Chop Chumps is posted every weeknight evening around 7 p.m. Eastern, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by Jake Rooney's in Harwichport. I love their tender steak tips, and the mailroom manager always gets their lobster rolls packed with freshness. Come hungry and leave happy at Jake Rooney's.
Thank you for calling the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. To submit your resume for a leadership position, press 1. To reserve a spot on a charter flight to Moscow, press 2. If you need a new pager, press 3.
Apparently, the Israelis figured out a way to put dental implants in their teeth, and you can imagine how diseased they're. They didn't have a perfect smiles in Tehran to go to. So God only knows when they're going to end. Maybe they're just using them to track. I don't know. They'll find some way to take advantage of the situation. Someone says the scales of justice in Massachusetts are apparently laced with heroin. Yes, they are. And that's in the halls of justice, where the only justice is in the halls. It's really something, isn't it? The guy had his scales were stashed in the state office building on Dwight Street. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Instagram.
Yeah, hi, I'm a big influencer.
Howie Carr Radio Network.
Go ahead and check it out. Recipe in bio.
Howie Carr is back.
One of the stories about Lamar Cook's appearance in court today in Springfield says that Superior Court Judge Sarah Hamilton was weighing several issues Friday. One of the commenters says, hope she wasn't using Lamar's own special scale or should have ended up higher than Cookie himself. That's a good one. It's a good one. Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. I had my last appointment of the year at Perfect Smiles. Good thing I did, too, is I had two more cavities that needed to be filled. I only go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. It is so worth the trip from anywhere in New England. Visit them today at perfectsmiles.com or call them at 603-595-6699. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is how do you feel about daylight saving time? Want it year-round? Want to stick with standard time all year or keep the status quo? Spring forward, fall back.
I want it year round.
We are back to a 37-all tie. 37% for want it year-round, 37% want to stick with standard time all year, 26% say keep the status quo.
This is one of those poll questions that goes all weekend long, right?
Yeah, this will be up until Monday morning.
Yeah, so you can test it out. How do you like it? You can vote on Sunday night if you like it or don't like it when it actually happens, when we spring forward. All right, 844-500-4242. So I want to play this cut from, this is Eric Swalwell, as you know, speaking of fraudulent congressman who ran for president in 2020. He ran along with Seth Moulton. And by the way, people are asking, when do we get rid of Seth Moulton? He has until May 5th to make a decision whether or not he's going to run for re-election. So he's still got a few more weeks. He can fall back and run for Congress, get the signatures he needs to run for Congress. But he has to turn the signatures in to run for Congress by May 5th, or he's out. He can't run again, except on stickers, and that's not going to work. And then he needs 15% at the state convention in Worcester in the last weekend of May. If he doesn't get 15%, he still can't make the ballot to run for the Senate and then get crushed by Markey. But anyway, here is Tish Hyman. You know her. She's the lesbian that was confronted by the trans man in the ladies' room in a gym in L.A., and she's become like a crusader against allowing men in the ladies' rooms. So here she is at a town hall, a candidates forum for Eric Swalwell, confronting him about supporting women in supporting men in women's locker rooms. Tish Hyman and Eric Swalwell, cut three.
I will not be a governor that tolerates violence against women in our city. Period. Now, as it relates to the issue of
men,
trans kids,
men,
particularly in sports,
men,
sure,
in women's spaces, harassing,
yeah,
you said it wasn't a thing. 14 times you said it wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
So I need you to show all the women of California that you're going to protect us.
I'm going to protect women.
Women.
I will protect women. No woman should be harassed.
Are there going to be men allowed in the women's room anymore? We need to know.
No woman should be harassed in a locker room. That's a
crime. Answer straight. Are there going to be women? Are you against men in women's locker rooms and sports? That's all you need to answer.
I'm telling you.
Please.
Men harassing you in women's locker rooms.
I know.
That should not happen.
It's happening all around America. There are 45 women and men, there are 45 men in the women's prisons right now, raping them, picking them out like chicken.
Yep.
But trans men are not women, and they're raping women.
Yes.
So I don't care if you're on the Democrat side, the Republican side. We need to be on the women's side, people. It's happening to our girls. It's happening to our women. And I'm here to let everyone know that this is happening. Open your eyes.
I'm with you, Tish.
The people behind you, black people, who they're using our civil rights to push this. If you want to be the governor, you need to do something about it, because I promise you this, I will not be the last to see of Tish Hyman, okay? Thank you. All right. I want to hear that. You're very handsome, by the way.
You know, Seth, you know, you're humiliated now. You took this illegal to the State of the Union, but you haven't had to run into Tish Hyman. Look on the bright side. By the way, people are asking, how old was this Cholo when these charges were made? He would be 14 or 15, according to what he says. But I still haven't seen his real driver's license. He says he's 19, so he'd be 14 or 15 when this happened. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 508 says, poor Swalwell, when he got into politics, did he think it would come to this? I have no sympathy whatsoever for Swalwell. He didn't even answer Tish Hyman's question. She asked him, do you support men in women's locker rooms. And he said, I don't support them getting assaulted. So in other words, he's all in with the trans agenda. He's got it coming to him. Whatever he gets from Tish Hyman and anybody else on the campaign trail. All right, it's that time of the week. It's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Why do you still read the newspaper?
I like to keep up on local news, like the police blotter.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
A fax! A fax is coming through! Oh, yeah, a fax!
Here's the kind of adventure you've been waiting to hear. Hard-boiled action and mystery.
So stand by for trouble and suspense.
Stand by for adventure.
All week long, we ask you to send in any funny or humorous stories you see about the local police in your town or in your web feeds, news from around everywhere. If you see something funny or humorous, could you please forward it to us at policeblotter@howiecarshow.com, policeblotter@howiecarshow.com. At this time, every Friday evening, we read the funniest entries of the week, and we award a gift to the two best entries, in our opinion. What do they get this week?
This week, they will get a copy of Paperboy, and Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by the Howie Carr Show store. We still have a couple of cheap bastard deals, namely the Nauset Beach Inn. Great deal there, and they are going to be running a special starting next week, where pets can stay
for free.
For free, yes.
Until June 15th.
Yes. And it mentions dogs. I don't know if you can bring a cat, but I don't know why you would. Cats are pretty self-sufficient, but you can bring your dog to the Nauset Beach Inn.
Haven't you
for
gone
free.
Down that road one time too many, Taylor,
What's
recently?
The dogs
versus cats.
All right, let's get into the runners-up.
By the way, we've only got one segment tonight because we've got to do an intro to a Meet the Experts, an interesting Meet the Experts.
Very interesting. So it's cool.
We'll be wrapping up everything in this one segment. We got about 10 minutes, though, Taylor. What do we got?
Let's get to it. Two arrested after $130,000 worth of grave markers stolen from Atlanta Cemetery. Two individuals.
That's a grave crime.
Two individuals have been arrested following an investigation into the theft of cemetery property valued at more than $130,000 from an Atlanta memorial park. According to the Atlanta Police Department, investigators with the department's larceny unit began investigating on August 14th, 2025, after multiple bronze vases, plaques, and granite slabs were reported stolen from Crestlawn Memorial Park. Investigators determined the thefts occurred between August 4th and August 12th. On August 23rd, detectives executed a search warrant on a vehicle believed to be connected to the crimes. During the search, investigators recovered 10 large grave markers, 5 bronze vases, and 1 small plaque believed to have been stolen from the cemetery. They also found grinding wheels allegedly used to alter the metal items in an attempt to prevent identification.
Did Lamar Cook use those grinding wheels in his, on his scale operation at the state office building?
Following the investigation, suspects were identified as 40-year-old Allison Pina and 43-year-old Emmanuel Pina. Both are from Smyrna, Georgia.
Yeah, by way of south of the border, I dare say. And you know what's the bad thing? I mean, grave markers are grave markers, but the bronze vases, you know what? Those are the ashes that are in those.
Is it really?
I would think so.
I thought some of them were just decorative, but I makes sense. Liquid.
There'd be 36,000 fewer people dead. Dead.
That's what he told Thurgood Marshall right before he appointed him from the U.S. Senate to the Supreme Court when he was 22 years old. He said that today. He did that.
Liquid courage. Allegedly drunk 79-year-old woman accused of punching cop in the face.
79? Is this Hillary Clinton? Did she do this before or after her testimony last week?
This is Jupiter, Florida. Allegedly fueled by a cup of Jack Daniels, an elderly woman punched a police officer in the face as they attempted to arrest her. According to Jupiter Police, on Monday, police responded to the Jupiter Reef Club, where a caller said a woman was
not allegedly... to be confused with Captain Reefers in the next town over, Juneau Beach, where I sometimes hang out.
Uh-oh. Watch out for a 70-something-year-old punching cops in the face. Where a caller... A caller said a woman was allegedly acting erratically and approaching his family. The 911 caller said he believed the woman was intoxicated or possibly having a mental health issue. The criminal complaint says the man and his family followed her to the vehicle, she started her engine and told them to get the bleep out of here. The arrest report says the woman was going to drive drunk. The 911 caller and his family called 911. Officers arrived at the scene, identified the woman as Eileen Hickey, who was seated in the driver's seat with the engine running. Officers say they also saw a bottle of Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey on the front passenger side floorboard. The bottle appeared to be missing about a cup of alcohol. Officers wrote that while speaking.
It was nice that they identified it as Tennessee whiskey, because we don't know what it is, right?
They smelled alcohol on her breath, observed bloodshot, glassy eyes, and she repeatedly made statements such as, "I'm a member at the Reef Club," and "What are you doing?" As officers tried to remove her from the vehicle, the report says she actively resisted, began screaming, and eventually she cocked back her right arm, balled her fist, and punched the Jupiter Police Department on the left side of her face, the officer, as she was removed and tactically escorted to the ground, where she was placed in handcuffs.
Ow, 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 ow.
Can I read one?
Sure.
A woman, Stacy Medina Guzman, flew into Boston Logan from the Dominican Republic, 24 years old. This was last month. And so she was going through customs, and she had a duty-free bag containing two boxes of Chivas Regal alcohol. Do you see where this story's going?
You keep going. Anyway. Yep.
Hydro, the Border Patrol canine, appeared on the scene.
Hydro?
I made up that name. Oh, Hydro. Okay. It seemed inappropriate, but a dog did appear. And when Hydro sniffed...
Is that his name because of his affection for fire hydrants?
It's just a good name for a canine, I think. And so when Hydro sniffed the two boxes, the duty-free boxes that were packaged as Chivas Regal alcohol, that's Scotch whiskey, by the way, not Tennessee whiskey. If they had apparently been resealed with glue. And when the box was cut open, do you know what they found?
I'm going to guess a powdered white substance.
Yes, 12 bricks of a white substance. They told Stacy Medina Guzman, 24, that she could make one call, and she asked for the number of the Hampden County Jail and asked for Lamar Cook. That's right. From the U.S. Attorney's Office.
We're going to jump right to the winners here because they're a little beefy and they're good stories. Canadian tourist arrested on suspicion of stealing, torturing flamingo in Las Vegas.
Bastards! They're killing our birds! How many more, Mr. Speaker?
Is this revenge for the Canada geese that have been killed in Ohio or whatever? A Canadian tourist in Las Vegas.
Those were Haitians who killed them, right, though. They weren't us.
Haitian Americans are Americans, Howie, don't you know? A Canadian tourist in Las Vegas was arrested and accused of stealing and torturing a flamingo at a hotel Tuesday.
Was it at the Flamingo?
No, I don't think so. Mitchell Fairbairn, a 33-year-old man from Ontario, faced four counts of torturing. Very good, Jared. Maiming or killing an animal kept for companionship or pleasure. The Flamingo, it was the Flamingo Hotel on the Las Vegas Strip. True to its name, has
Bugsy Siegel's Hotel.
Has multiple flamingos in a habitat on the property. Fairbairn is accused of breaking in and injuring several birds. They said security video shows a man enter the habitat around 5 a.m. Tuesday, grab a bird named Peachy, and injure other animals in the process. Police told
Peachy, we hardly knew ye.
KLAS birds were pinned down and hurt in the process. The video then shows the man carrying Peachy to a hotel room where police said they found a large bloody feather. Police told KLAS that Fairbairn said, this sounds like an Inspector Clouseau case.
They said he saw a flamingo in distress and popped its wing back into place. He stated he knows that popping the wing back into its place is a common practice for birds such as ducks. He has knowledge
of this.
How
the hell does he know anything about flamingos being from the frozen tundra?
They said he has knowledge of this because he is a farm boy. Fairbairn was taken to the Clark County Detention Center, held in lieu of $12,000 bail.
Everyone. And I suspect no one.
And our final winner tonight, Florida cop caught at the home of boss turned lover instead of working in $14,000 overtime scam.
Giggity, 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 giggity.
A police officer in Florida was arrested by his own department after he allegedly stole more than $14,000 in fraudulent overtime
pay. Oh, this was in Jacksonville.
Pay. Yes.
Jacksonville, yeah.
Christian Madsen, a 31-year-old cop with the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office, was busted February 25th, 2 weeks after his coworkers received a tip that he had submitted more than 200 erroneous overtime hours. While the office was probing...
You think it was a scorned woman, maybe his ex-girlfriend that
perhaps.
He had thrown over for the woman who was signing his time cards?
While the office was probing the alleged fraud, it learned that Madsen spent a chunk of the supposed time at the home of JSO Chief of Patrol Support, Jamie Eason.
Hubba, hubba, hubba.
One of his higher-ups. After the three-week internal investigation...
He was working under her.
For overtime.
Ha, 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 ha.
The department concluded that Madsen intentionally submitted falsified overtime claims for various purported traffic assignments, raking in over $14,000 in extra pay.
He was reassigned to Troop E in the Massachusetts Turnpike. Oh, that's right. They abolished Troop E because of this exact same scam.
So here's my question. Because he was having sex with this woman and claiming it as overtime and she was a higher up, does that make her a pimp or a prostitute?
A madam. How about a madam?
Maybe.
Or a procurer.
Office romances never work out.
Office no. Officer romances.
Jailhouse romances do even worse than office romances. All right, so those are the two winners. We will be right back with our latest Meet the Expert. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
We have a new episode of Meet the Experts available now, and if you're an auto shop owner or know somebody who is an auto shop owner, this is a must-listen-to episode that could double your income this year in 2026. Bill Broussard of JB Auto Care in Weymouth is back, but this time he's talking about a project he's involved with. Auto Shop Answers, a coaching program for auto repair business owners looking to grow their businesses. Auto Shop Answers hosts monthly seminars on the weekends, with one coming up March 21st and 22nd. Bill tells us more in this Meet the Experts preview. Bill Broussard, tell us about this project that you're unveiling to the public.
So it's called Auto Shop Answers. We teach shop owners on how to grow and scale the business, how to be more profitable, add more staff, which will add more sales. And we teach them auto hospitality, which is a different spin from the auto repair business. Like, I'm a mechanic who became a shop owner who stalled out in first gear like most shop owners because you don't know what to do next. So that's exactly what we show people, what to do next.
What is your role in the company?
So my role is I'm one of the partners there. I'm a coach. I'm a trainer. You know, I teach certain classes and I help these shop owners better their businesses, which serves their community better. And it raises the bar in the industry. And it transforms people's lives. It could be for generations.
If you're an independent auto shop owner, why should you attend one of the upcoming seminars?
It will change your life. You'll rethink business. So we've perfected a business model in the automotive space. All you have to do is read the manual on what to do next, on the appearance of your shop, how to answer the phone to invite the customer in, how to say yes to a customer so they don't have to wait 2 weeks for an appointment just so you can write up a repair order, how to have speed of service, speed of sales. It's fast for the customer and they get the car back quickly, efficiently, and professionally.
We should tell people how to learn more about Auto Shop Answers. What's the website?
The website is autoshopanswers.com. We do a class once a month in Houston.
How long is the seminar?
So it's a two-day seminar.
Can you just give the listeners a sample of the kind of tips that they're going to get? You know, whenever I have you on, you always say, we are open 7 days a week. That's always blows me away.
Let's say you still want to be open 5 days a week. That's perfectly fine. But that's not really serving the customer. You know, sometimes in business, you don't break even to the 25th of the month. When you're open those extra days, now I can break even on, say, the 20th of the month. I have 10 extra days to produce a profit. Not to mention, now you can say yes to customers.
Bill Broussard, thank you so much for being with us here on Meet the Experts.
Thank you for having me, Alan.
Sign up now for the next Auto Shop Answers coaching seminar on March 21st and 22nd in Houston. And again, those are weekend days, so you don't have to take off from your shop. Visit autoshopanswers.com or call 925-980-8012. That number again, 925-980-8012, or visit autoshopanswers.com. And listen to this full episode of Meet the Experts streaming now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, HowieCarShow.com, or wherever you get your Howie Car Show podcasts. And Bill Broussard is a very good businessman. He's had a lot of success. And there are a lot of tips for anybody who's running a small business or wants to be running a small business, whether it's an auto shop or anything else. And, you know, I mentioned in when I was talking to him about this, when I was doing the interview with him, I mentioned I drive by this place in Lake Worth a lot, and it's called Bob Davis's Auto Shop. And I was thinking, could Bob Auto Shop, could he use this, this seminar? And I thought he probably could. And then the next time I drove by, I was looking around, and there were at least two other auto shops like within a mile. And you forget how many auto shops there are around. Chico's. I bet Chico could use a trip to Houston with Bill Broussard, Auto Shop Answers. And then there's another guy, Bubba Dudes. So you got Chico's, Bubba Dudes, and Bob's Auto Shop all in this one little area. But wherever you are, if you've got an auto shop or you know somebody who's got an auto shop, tell them to listen to this this Meet the Experts and see if they if this piques their interest. And the whole thing about being open 7 days a week, that's such a such an important thing that you think about. I'd like to see state office buildings and town halls open 7 days a week. Wouldn't that be convenient? Of course, they got a monopoly, so they don't have to worry. That's why they can only be open 5 days a week. But if you're a retail business, you got to be open all the time, right? So go to Meet the Experts. You can get it streaming now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, HowieCarShow.com, or wherever you get your Howie Car Show podcasts. Check it out. It's good. It's very interesting. See you on Monday. Have a good weekend. Spring forward, fall back. I'm Howie Carr.